We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
Very good Thursday morning to you. The Midday Show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till about 12 o'clock, about noon, and we'll take you to Baltimore as the Yankees will. I will predict they will sweep the Baltimore Orioles today and maybe only hit like three home runs. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Of course, we're live in a living color from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses. Only at ShopRite. It was a very good night, again, for the two local baseball teams. The Yankees just continue to bash the Orioles. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Gleyber Torres, two more homers. It's amazing to me to think, brother, Gleyber Torres have his 12 homers, has hit 10 of them against Baltimore. And how many multiple? I think he's got like four multiple home run games against
them. Yeah, against the Orioles.
Right.
I know the Orioles are awful. I know they're terrible. And I know that maybe their fans don't care. But if this was happening to our team or any team you root for, wouldn't everybody be screaming at the top of their lungs, either don't face Gleyber Torres or hit Gleyber Torres?
Something.
Instead of on 1-2 pitches,
right.
giving him fastballs down the middle for him to crush. But to the Yankee fan out there, let me remind you something, all right? Because there are these Red Sox fans out there. They forget. They forget how they won a World Series last year. Sure, they won by beating the Yankees and then the Astros and then the Dodgers. But a part of how they got to 108 wins brilliantly was they buried these bad teams.
Yep.
They buried the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
They buried the Blue Jays. They didn't just beat them. They beat them all the time.
Big time.
And that's how the Red Sox got to 108 wins. So don't let anybody, especially Red Sox fans who have the memories of a turtle or a fish, don't let them make you feel bad about what you're doing to the Orioles. This is what you need to do.
This is what they should be doing.
Of
the Yankees
course.
Are a far better team than Baltimore, and they're doing what they exactly should be doing against the Orioles. And it really is almost, it's like not a fair fight, to be very honest with you. Now, CeCe kind of, you know, and we know he's a little banged up. I guess he's going on the IL, right?
Yeah, he is going on the injured list.
Right.
He's dealing with this knee issue, which you knew was going to flare up at some point. But give CeCe Sabathia a lot of credit. He's been pitching through this, apparently, for a few starts.
And let's be honest, Boone left him in there to get that 249th career win.
Yeah, get him that W. We had mentioned that in the past,
that
I get that sense, very different than Joe Girardi, that Boone wants to get him those Ws.
Right, right.
And then, even on a night where Zach Britton was unavailable, the Yankees go to their bullpen, and Tommy Kahnle continues to be awesome. He's 2017 Tommy Kahnle. Adam Ottavino continues to get the job done. And then, shockingly, in a two-run game in the eighth inning, even after hitting the first batter he faced, got to give Chad Green some credit.
Right.
Guy
right.
pitched a scoreless inning before Chapman shut the door. So this Yankee bullpen, which has been very good this season, despite no Dellin Betances, despite Chad Green's up-and-down nature, this is still a strength of this team. And they did a hell of a job last night picking up for CeCe Sabathia.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And we will have Clint Frazier with us, by the way, later on in the show. I don't know, what time is Clint Frazier coming
10:40, 10:50 in that range. Clint will join us.
Yep.
Clint Frazier did not do much last night, but the night before,
two home runs.
He had a couple of home runs. And Clint Frazier maybe got a reprieve. And this is what's so amazing about the Yankees. Every time they win, which is daily,
right,
there's some kind of negative injury news. So the negative injury news is that, hey, Giancarlo Stanton has a strained calf now?
Yeah, he's back on the IL again,
well,
right?
He's always been on the IL.
Right, but now it's an extra 10 days or whatever now, right?
Right, he stopped his rehab assignment. And we had talked the last few days that, hey, what happens when Giancarlo comes back? And the guy that makes the most sense to go down would have been Clint Frazier because he has options, which stinks for him.
Right.
Well, it stinks for Giancarlo. He's hurt. The good news is the opportunity is going to continue to be there now for Clint Frazier, but this is the Yankees. The Yankees in 2019 win a game, lose a guy, or guy has a setback. Win a game, bad injury news. Win a game, bad injury news. Rinse and repeat. That's their entire season. So as much as Giancarlo Stanton would improve this lineup if he came back, when he comes back, he's a better player than Cameron Maben and all that, it's like not even a big deal.
Hey,
you just shrug your shoulders and say, okay, we'll just keep winning without him.
31-17. And they have not missed a beat with any of these guys that have gone down. And it's a tribute. It's a credit to, you know, the other guys that are on the team. It's a credit to Cashman and credit to Boone and all these guys. It really is.
No doubt. And, you know, the Yankee injury to CC Sabathia hurts because they're starting to lose their starting pitching options.
Paxton at this point?
Well, James Paxton is going to throw, I think it's tomorrow or Saturday, and if he comes out feeling good, then he'll be able to make his next start. But now you're down another guy because of not having CC Sabathia. So they can run with a bullpen day, which I think they're going to do tomorrow night anyway. And they have a deep enough bullpen where they can get away with the bullpen days.
Oh, sure.
You know, if you can get two innings out of
what they have, no doubt.
Because once you get to the sixth inning, maybe even the fifth inning, if you start to ask, you know, a guy like Zach Britton or Adam Ottavino to get more than three outs, you've got a lockdown bullpen. I mean, you got to feel great about Tommy Canley right now, Adam Ottavino right now. I wouldn't feel great about Chad Green, but certainly last night was a step in the right direction. Guy went out there and pitched a scoreless inning with a two-run lead. But remember, Jonathan Loaisiga is hurt, so he's no longer an option. One of their depth options was Domingo Herman. Well, he's not a depth option anymore.
No,
he's just the A's.
He's the A, right. That's all he is.
And so it kind of leaves Chance Adams maybe as getting that opportunity, Luis Sessa maybe getting that opportunity, or just running with bullpen days. But, I mean, if you're a Yankee fan right now, you just have to look around and say, it doesn't matter. We will overcome.
Yep.
Because that's all they've done this year is overcome big injuries, small injuries, medium injuries.
And just keep beating up on the bad teams, and they get another opportunity when they go to Kansas City over the weekend. So, you know, they just got to keep doing what they've been doing against these inferior teams in the American League.
Yeah, and one guy who I want to give a lot of credit to because he was a prospect, is a prospect, and has really hit, and last night he went deep again, is Tyro Estrada.
Yep.
Tyro Estrada is doing two things. Number one, he's never going to be sent down again. He's ensuring that he's going to have a roster spot. He is certainly maybe working his way into the future plans of the New York Yankees. And the other thing is, he's probably increasing his trade value. You know, if the Yankees are going to make some kind of big deal before July 31st, maybe they do, maybe they don't. But Tyro Estrada is a young guy. He's only 23 years old. He's shown position versatility, hit another home run last night. And I've been notified by my sources, and my sources would be a text by Joey and Yonkers, that John Sterling has a Tyro Estrada home run call.
Wasn't it Tyro hits one to Cairo?
No, that's what we had suggested, but that's, I guess, what he's using now. And I don't think we were the only ones who suggested it, but I think the first time he hit a home run, there was no home run call.
Oh, is that what he said? Tyro to Cairo?
That is what I think he went with. So let's take a listen.
Martin leads on second, 1-0 to Tyro Estrada. The pitch breaking ball hit in the air to deep left center field. Back goes Rickett. He's on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. Tyro, it's one to Cairo.
There you go.
He is something, that Tyro Estrada. He muscles up, and it's a two-run home run into the Orioles bullpen in left center. And the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, I love Susan's reactions in the back.
Yes.
I think I heard her say it's gone, right? And she's laughing and all that. It's all good.
You know what? It is funny.
It is?
I mean,
yes. Not funny if you're a real Oriole fan,
no,
but, you know.
I'm almost feeling that if you or I put a Yankee uniform on and face the Orioles, we'd hit a home run.
Well, you for sure. I don't know about me. Dove, definitely.
Now,
Dove's going deep at Camden.
Yes, I think Dove can take one out. Here's the good news.
Maybe I could hit a golf ball out of Camden.
Yeah,
That's about it.
I think so.
That I could do.
So we mentioned it seems like the Yankees get their powers from injuries. Every time there's an injury, they just win more and more and more. If you've noticed over the last few days, their cousins, the New York Mets, have now also suffered through some injuries.
Oh, my God.
And they have now started to win. And as you wake up this morning, if you haven't heard, we've got more guys going to the injured list for the New York Mets.
Let me just say this, okay? I got to start with it because this to me is almost, it's comical. And I really don't care that this guy's going on the IL because he's done nothing. But it's just almost funny that Robbie Cano hurts himself running hard on a ground ball.
Yes.
I mean, there's something ironic about that.
It's very fitting.
It is fitting. But it really is.
Let's not forget, Robbie Cano got hurt when he came up with a runner on second two outs in a 1-0 game. And guess what he did? Hit a weak ground ball.
Which he does well.
That's all he does.
He also did it in the first inning, and I don't know what Adams was doing with that
throw. Away.
I threw it away. Yeah. It wasn't even close. I mean, that's one of the worst throws I've ever seen.
And, of course, the Mets didn't take advantage of it.
Of course.
But Robinson Cano, the hustling thing doesn't bother me because that's who he is, right?
And did he get hurt not hustling? I don't know. You know why he got hurt? Because he's old.
He's not on PEDs anymore. I just was going to say that.
That's why he got old. That's why he got hurt.
You know what? To me, it's almost a blessing. As long as McNeil's all right. Now, McNeil didn't play yesterday. He's got a tight hamstring. He's day-to-day, whatever. As long as McNeil's all right, he plays second. And I know Todd Frazier's hit better lately. I get it. I understand that.
I have to cut you off.
What?
Because what was the last thing you said? As long as Jeff McNeil's okay?
You're right.
Jeff McNeil is going on the injured list.
Oh, no.
With a hamstring strain.
Come on.
Yeah. That's the bad one. So the two guys going on the IL for the Mets, Robinson Cano, not a surprise, and Jeff McNeil.
Just when I was starting to feel a little better.
No, I know. I know, because...
And Nimmo's already on the IL. Obviously, now Conforto, I'll unless you got an update that I don't know, has actually been doing baseball activities now.
Yeah, it seems positive with Michael Conforto, but think about this. The Mets had been relatively healthy through the start of this season.
Right.
Relatively. And the injuries were sort of minor here and there. Familia goes to the DL. Justin Wilson goes to the DL. Mats misses a start. DeGrom misses a start. Nothing catastrophic, even offensively. Even Jed Lowry, you forget he even exists. Why they could use him, by the way. But now that the Mets are facing an injury a day like they're the Yankees, they're starting to play the Yankees.
They're starting to play better.
Well, for three games at least.
Three games. And the Nationals stink.
They're terrible.
And yesterday, the Met game yesterday to me was a classic 1990, late 90s Yankee dynasty type win where they go up against an elite pitcher in Scherzer, outlast him because he throws 100 and how many pitches over six innings?
109.
And I think he'd actually thrown like his three starts prior. He'd thrown over 110 in every one of them.
Yep.
And they outlast him and they beat up on a bullpen. And that is exactly what those great Yankee teams would do.
No doubt. As frustrating as that first inning was because Matt Adams gave them a great opportunity with second and third one out. And the Mets had a lot of opportunities against Max Scherzer.
They
didn't score.
Yep.
They did such a great job of working that pitch count up where you knew – even though they do let Max throw maybe a little bit more than others, he's not going past the sixth or seventh inning.
Nope.
And you give yourself nine outs or six outs to work with against this Nationals bullpen, you feel as if you have a chance. Now, it got dicey. There are two outs in the eighth inning. It looks like the Mets are going to fail on another scoring opportunity.
Unbelievable.
And Todd Frazier draws a walk. Carlos Gomez gets hit. And then Juan Lagares, of all people, rips the bases clearing double. But, yeah, you're right. That was the formula. The formula was outlast Max Scherzer and get to the Nats bullpen. But right now the Mets are facing a serious amount of injuries because you were right. If Robbie Cano is hurt and Jeff McNeil's okay, you can live with it.
Sure.
But right now we are staring at a universe in which Luis Guillerme has been called up.
Right.
I know Echeverria had a nice day yesterday.
Well, I guess he's playing second base today, right?
I think he's going to be the everyday second baseman.
Right, he has to be.
I mean, the other option, I don't know how much experience he has, is – experimenting with J.D. Davis at second base, that's something you could think about.
He should be playing third. I mean, you know.
Well, but, you know, I hate to say this, you kind of need Todd Frazier now. I mean, Todd Frazier has shown a pulse. He did get a double, just missed a home run last night against Scherzer.
He did, and drew a walk,
and they're missing enough guys, Joe, where they could use him.
I understand. I know. I get it. What's the outfield going to be today? Rajay Davis playing in the outfield today?
Well, how about
Carlos
that?
Carlos Gomez? What is it? Rajay Davis, Carlos Gomez, Juan and J.D. Davis? Oh, no, Lagares.
Juan Lagares.
Forgot about Lagares.
But right now the Mets' depth is being tested. As far as J.D. Davis's history, he's never played second base in the major leagues. He's played first base and third base. But this has been a year in which we've seen guys learn new positions.
We've seen
J.D. learn the outfield. We've seen McNeil learn the outfield. Maybe you do experiment with something like that at second base, but their depth is taking a hit, and the focus is to me is getting Conforto back because I think that would really help this lineup.
And they also got to get Dom Smith playing the outfield because he needs to be in the lineup.
Yes.
I mean, last night I was watching that game, and when I saw the lineup last night against Scherzer, I'm like, you got to have Dom Smith's bat in this lineup here. I mean, you have to. And all these right-hand hitters against Scherzer, I'm like, and I understand the injuries. I mean, this guy's got to be getting more at-bats. No, he's got to play the outfield.
You're 100% right. The Mets finally, for the first time, said that they're now more open to Dom Smith playing the outfield. So I think we are going to see that eventually. I mean, if we're seeing J.D. Davis in the outfield,
right.
He's not an outfielder.
No, of course not.
Why not Dom Smith?
Absolutely.
I'll give you the Met lineup. And
the play last night? Now, you were at the game.
Yes.
And this was crazy. It was early in the game. It wasn't, you know, it's kind of inconsequential. But a little pop-up down the left field line. And Davis comes up to make the catch, and the ball boy sitting you probably didn't see this because you're
at home. I didn't see this.
The
what happened?
Ball boy, the ball, you know, three guys are kind of converging on him. Davis is coming in from left field to make the catch. This is like the second inning. The ball boy realizes he's going to be in the way. He picks up the little stool and basically runs in front of J.D. Davis as he's catching the ball. I mean, it actually was a nice play by Davis. I mean,
really?
I'm telling you, if you
and know, he made the play,
and Davis caught the ball.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a fair ball. I think it was a fair ball too.
Yeah, I remember there was a few fly balls to left field, so it was probably one of them.
Right.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, at least he didn't run into J.D. Davis.
No, I mean, he got out of the way, but he went right in front of him as he caught the ball.
Yeah, but you're right. When I sat down and looked at that lineup last night, it's less than ideal. And the biggest blow is not having Jeff McNeil right now. Jeff was having such a great year.
Of course.
You could play him at second. You could play him at third. You could play him in the outfield. And now, going on the injured list with a hamstring issue.
Nah, it's not good.
We're not going to see him for a week and a half. So here's the lineup the Mets have, and then we'll rip Aaron Boone for a second.
Go ahead.
Because we actually have to with his lineup.
Go ahead.
Ahmed Rosario's leading off at short.
Who's actually hit very well, Rosario.
Yeah, he's had
a
consistent year offensively.
No doubt.
And his defense has been a lot better, including making that great diving play to start the eighth inning against Howie Kendrick.
Yes.
That was a great play.
Yeah, well, it couldn't get worse. It was getting pretty bad.
Yes, that's true. J.D. Davis in left.
Right.
Todd Frazier batting third.
Oh,
that's all you need to know about the state of the Met lineup.
Yeah,
well, who else would bat there?
I don't know, but not Todd Frazier.
Carlos Gomez?
No, not him either.
Wilson Ramos?
I'd rather see him at third than Frazier.
I mean, take your pick. Todd Frazier's hitting third.
Right.
Pete Alonso's cleaning up.
Right.
Ramos behind the plate.
I thought Alonso looked overmatched against Scherzer.
Yes, he did.
Right.
100%.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
Carlos Gomez in right field, six. Adeni Echeverria.
Who's after Alonso?
Wilson Ramos.
Oh, Ramos.
Gomez, six. Echeverria, seven at second base. Ligueras, eight. Steven Matz, nine. It's not a good lineup.
Well, I mean, again, Dom Smith needs to be in this lineup. You got a top right-hander like Strasburg pitching. He should be playing today.
Yeah. Well, they've got to get him in there.
I mean,
he's got to play
the
outfield.
In the outfield.
They need his bat now. It's amazing.
So the outfield is Davis, Ligueras, and Gomez.
Yeah. Remember how we always said the Mets are so left-handed? Where are the lefties
There's
against
nobody.
Steven Strasburg?
I mean,
there's not one
that's
lefty.
That's why Smith's got to play.
I know.
I don't get that. How is he not playing today?
Because they're not ready to play him in the outfield. He should have been playing in the outfield in spring training, Joe. He should have been doing it for
terrible.
A while now.
It's so Met-like. It really is.
Now, here's the thing about the Yankees we got to rip. All right?
Go ahead.
If there's one guy that you'd say, don't take him out of the lineup today against the Orioles.
Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, he's not playing.
How is that possible? Come on. How in the world can you not play Gleyber Torres against the Orioles today?
Now, can I ask you another question?
How is it possible?
How is it possible? They don't believe in hot streaks.
Well, the guy, he's had four multiple home run games against Baltimore, 10 of his 12. Hits two yesterday. Don't play him today.
How old is Gleyber?
He's like 22?
Yeah, he needs a day off.
Ernie, come on.
What is that?
I know, I realize the Yankees are probably going to win anyway, but even so.
That's not the point, though.
Yeah, you got to play Gleyber Torres today.
Joe, if I said to you, okay, Gleyber's number one, who's second on the list of, boy, got to have his bat in the lineup against the
Sanchez.
Orioles? Gary Sanchez. Not playing. Both of these, what is Boone feel bad for the Orioles? What the hell's going on here?
Who's making the lineup, Buck Showalter?
To be fair, we don't know how tired those guys are.
Oh, come on. You know what, Dove? I don't want to hear that nonsense.
Stop shilling.
You know what? These guys, how old is Gary Sanchez? 25? How old is
he? And don't tell me it's a day game after night game. They could DH him. It's
Stop
not that complicated.
It.
This is
how
the American
this guy's
League.
Not playing?
Both
they
of them.
Play.
So the
and I understand the Yankees could probably win anyway.
Sure.
They probably will. It doesn't matter.
And they'll be more rested for the next game,
still,
which is a harder game to win.
Yeah, the
I
Royals,
can't believe
that's going to be tougher.
I can't believe if I'm a Yankee fan today, and I can just see, I'd see Ernie's face. I mean, I'm not a Yankee fan, and I'm livid that they're not playing. How do you not play those guys?
It's
what,
ridiculous.
Did he call Mickey Callaway up and say, Mickey, do me a favor. Can you make the lineup for me today?
I mean, Aaron's out with that? Mike tomorrow this week. We'll have to have Mask Aaron tomorrow.
Oh,
but
my God.
Look, I already know what the answer is. The answer is
It's a long season. Want to keep these guys fresh. And essentially, we've talked about this for a while with both teams. This is an issue with both teams. They don't believe in hot streaks. So the fact that Gleyber Torres is doing historic things to the Baltimore Orioles doesn't matter. And that's crazy to me. Here's the Yankee lineup, though, if you want to hear the whole thing. And then we'll get to your calls and we'll talk to Clint Frazier, who is in the lineup today. Good for him. DJ LeMahieu leading off. Aaron Hicks in center field. Luke Voigt's DHing. Kendrys Morales cleaning up. Gio Urshela, 5. Brett Gardner, 6. Clint Frazier, 7. Tyro Estrada, thank God he's in the lineup.
Right, right.
He's batting 8th at short.
Wow.
And Austin Romine is batting 9th in catching.
Wow.
It's not a great lineup.
No.
But it won't matter.
And he'll score 12.
Dude, every day, if you look at the amount of runs they're scoring on a daily basis, it's crazy.
No, I know.
7, 11, 10, 13. That's over the course of the last 4 games.
I'm telling you right now.
It's absurd.
You still got to play those two guys. I mean, come on.
No,
I mean, you guys, you know, you want to make the case about Sanchez, and like you said, you could DH him. All right, you want it because he's the catcher. Okay, I get that. How do you not play Gleyber Torres?
Is there an injury we don't know about?
How do you not play him?
Or is it really a maintenance day? I think the problem is they script this thing out weeks in advance, so this is his day.
Script it out.
Especially day game after night game.
Oh, stop, Dove.
Dove.
You're not really serious,
Dove,
right? On. You're not seriously defending this.
Dove. Please.
Come on now.
Dolph, when I was – let me tell you something. All right. Now, I am nowhere near being any kind of a professional athlete. When I was between wives, okay, so I was like maybe, I don't know what that was, 35 in that range, 35. I'm not 22, 35, 36, somewhere in that area between wives. I would go out and play full court. This is no doubt. Full court is one of the reasons I got 2 new hips. Full court basketball, right? And then go run like 5 or 6 miles in the same day. I mean, what am I doing, right? 35, 36 years old. So this idea that some 22-year-old, 23-year-old kid can't play baseball after night game when he's red hot is absurd.
He can. It's more about the analytics telling them that that could hurt him come September or
That's
something
exactly
like
right.
that. No, I get that. I know the reasons. I just don't agree with them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.